brother. What's up?
This is a good big party, man.
Yeah,
I
brother,
can
like,
dig it.
Stop right on.
Of you cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die. You know we've got
all right. Good afternoon. Oh, good evening, and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Evan?
Oh, I'm well. I'm well. Back again. I've been here the whole time, Earl.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm not doing well.
What's going on?
I am losing complete faith in this nation.
Mm-hmm.
I lost faith a long time ago in the legislature of the state of Wisconsin. But I'm just not, and I don't know if there any, if there's anybody else who feels the way that I feel, but I don't have faith in this nation. And things just keep pointing to why, you know, it is so hard to trust in what's happening in this nation. You know, there's a bill that you're hearing about again in the legislation, in the legislature, that wants to strip away parental rights of people who are imprisoned. And you just wonder what the hell is in the minds of these people,
yeah,
who every day is something more moronic and idiotic and ignorant and hurtful.
And who does it help?
Well, it doesn't. So
yeah.
So when somebody, and I don't understand why, when a Republican comes up with a moronic idea, Other Republicans don't come out and say, hey, Evan, man, that's a moronic idea, man.
That's a
stupid
idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Instead, they all jump on it and somehow seem to think, well, that's okay.
It
What person in their right mind, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Think that it's the right move to take away parental rights for people who've been locked up. Many of the people who've been locked up, you know, they're not always locked up because they murdered somebody or committed some heinous crime. There are people locked up for all sorts of reasons. And but what are you going to do? Okay, let's say. I'm down with what these moronic Republicans are talking about. Listen to this. A bill in the state legislature that could strip away the parental rights of some people in prison continues to provoke opposition from family advocates despite an effort to narrow the situations under which inmates could lose those rights. The Republican-sponsored legislation allows for courts to use a person's incarceration status or likelihood of being behind bars in proceedings seeking to terminate person's parental rights. Now, I'm a treatment foster parent.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I, and we've been that now for the better part of 18 years. There are children who are longing for having somebody step into their lives and take them in, and yet there aren't enough people who are willing to do that, and so children languish in these county-run and state-run entities that that they never recover from. Evan, who thinks it's a bright idea? Who thinks it's a great idea to take away the rights of children because they got a parent who did something stupid?
They know damn well that it's not a good idea.
Does that mean that you punish the child?
It appears that way. I mean, if like, because I have the same article up, you know, the one that you were just reading from, and looking at these quote-unquote prerequisites for people to be quote-unquote eligible for that revocation, it's chilling. It's chillingly broad. This could apply to so many people for so many reasons.
Well, this is why I began by saying I'm losing faith.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have any faith.
And by the way, I don't think we should. That's kind of how this whole thing works. They are failing at us at every turn.
I don't have a lot of faith. I don't have zero. I have zero faith in the Wisconsin State Legislature.
Here,
none.
Here, here.
Okay, none whatsoever. And I don't know where they get those people that they wind up, who wind up in the legislature. And I think that they make sure that whoever those people are, for the most part, that they are as ignorant about the issues that they claim to know about. And it's always in our state. Look, there's some moronic Republicans all over the nation. You know, I see it. But I think we have an over, you know, we've got more of them than almost any other state in the country. And this is nothing new. It's getting worse. And I don't know if you know, these legislators in this state, you know, somebody meets with them and they all have to sit down and see who can be the most ignorant. But they fight to see who is the most ignorant every time. Who do we have on the line?
It's because they're rewarded for being racist and crazy. We've got Susan in her car.
Hey, Susan, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Oh, Earl, this is just another way, behind the scenes, this is another way also to take away the sovereignty of the Native American tribes, the tribal nations, mm-hmm. because they are trying to undermine the Indian Children Welfare Act. This is another way to do that. And also, the nobody wants to take those children to begin with. If there's a family member who takes them, that's an awesome thing. But, you know, I mean, who's going to take all these kids that they're going to have in some other place that they aren't going to have somebody to love them?
Yeah, I'm not seeing much of a guarantee about what, what's on the other side of this coin.
So, Susan, you know, I'm telling you, I get so disparaged at what is happening in this country. And it is awful. It is, and it's always on the Republican side. You know, I mean, if some of these things, and look, phone lines are open as always at 844-967-2789. You can't point to one time, Susan or Evan and the listening audience, where these moronic ideas are coming from the people on the left. It's always somebody on the right with these idiotic, heartless ideas. You know, that's why I said I couldn't be in the legislature.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I would go to jail.
You'd have to, be around these people day in, day out. Ooh, that'd be tough.
Who wouldn't want that job? Not I. And so they come up with this madness. And I mean, what's the purpose of it? Now, I heard you, because I also read a little bit more on this, and yeah, they certainly are after the Native Americans. and their families. But what, I mean, come on. There's nothing else that they can think of worthy. Evan, you mentioned the bigotry that's at the root of all of these things.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have any faith, man. I'm losing my grip, man. I really
and
am.
You hear it in the subtext of some of our conservative callers that are so deeply concerned about the integrity of the family unit. I mean, that's what's creeping me out so much about this bill in particular, is just hearing rhetoric from normal people and how it's being twisted into this awful, awful thing.
So when you think about terminating the rights of parents, heinous crimes, yeah, I can.
Yep.
You know, agree with you. But when we get back, we're going to look at some of the crimes, Evan, that they are talking about.
It's crazy.
That could cost a parent their parental rights. And nobody has the courage to tell these people just how local they are. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.